Games makers. Tonight, the Paralympics are opening in London.
People of this great city of London.
So I'll walk. I'll drag myself away from that because it's late in Cork. I just wanted to register the fact that it's a special day this evening. Paralympics matter, really. And so do individuals doing magnificent things. Like my good friend AJ Lehan, around the world in 1,080 days is a pretty magnificent target. You know, it's a heck of a mountain to go for. So I want to give him a little gift in what is for me a bit of a poetic mountain, which is to record 1,080 poems, but also to select poems which go along with the idea of living in a particular way, living intentionally, whatever that means to you and to me. It means something. So I've picked a poem by a woman, Elizabeth Bishop, with a French title and five short stanzas. And like all good poems, or like many good poems, the punchline comes towards the end. So here we go, it's called A Chemin de Fer, and that's a railway. And AJ Lehan travelled across America not that very long ago, from one side to the other, on Amtrak, and made a stupendous movie, or his wife Melissa did. Well, they did it together. But it's an incredible thing. You should get a chance to look at it if you can. But here we go, Chemin de Fer for AJ Lehan, A Misfit. Alone on the railroad track, I walked with pounding heart. The ties were too close together, or maybe too far apart. The scenery was impoverished. Shrub, pine and oak, beyond its mingled grey-green foliage, I saw this little pond where the dirty hermit lives, lie like an old tear holding onto its injuries lucidly year after year. The hermit shot off his shotgun and the tree by his cabin shook. Over the pond went a ripple. The pet hen went chook chook. Love should be put into action, screamed the old hermit. Across the pond, an echo tried and tried to confirm it. Isn't that wonderful, that scream? Love should be put into action. You know, intentional living, it's got to have an action element to it. It's not just all intentions. I mean, everything that AJ Lehan has put out so far on this journey, every piece of encouragement he's given us has been to action. Be creative. Do your own stuff. Find your own way. You know, don't copy other people. Don't look for permission. I mean, you can read his manifesto. You find it on his website. Pursuit of Everything. Google that and you'll find it. Let's read it again. Chemin de Fer. Alone on the railway track, I walked with pounding heart. I love that. That's just so evocative. Alone on the railway track, I walked with pounding heart. You can feel the train coming down almost on top of you. The ties were too close together, or maybe too far apart. So it's got off to a good start. You're indecisive. You know, too close together, or maybe too far apart. You know, it just feels a little bit awkward, eh? The scenery was impoverished. shrub, pine and oak. Beyond its mingled grey-green foliage, I saw the little pond where the dirty hermit lives. And I just love that, the dirty hermit lives. Lie like an old tear, or is it tear? I think it's tear, really, holding on to its injuries lucidly year after year. So maybe it's tear, a tear holding on to its injuries lucidly year after year. The hermit shot off his shotgun. I think that's so concrete, really beautifully surprising. Wake you up. And the tree by his cabin shook. Over the pond went a ripple. The pet hen went chook chook. I mean, that's play, isn't it? Play. AJ Leon is a player. It fits well with him, I think. Love should be put into action. Well, if there weren't people asleep in this house, I might even try screaming it. Love should be put into action, screamed the old hermit. You know, this is the wild seer, the prophet, the hermit, the pilgrim back from the pilgrimage or on the pilgrimage. Anyways, you know, if AJ let his hair down, he could be an old hermit, couldn't he really? A young old hermit, perhaps. Across the pond, an echo. Across the pond, an echo. So simple, so obvious. Tried and tried to confirm it. I mean, that's the genius of the poem in that line, I think. Tried and tried to confirm it. Because that's what echoes do. Well, Elizabeth Bishop is, you know, she's no beginner. She's one of the great poets. But anyway, there we are. I think that's gift number 9. Must check the numbers. AJ, thank you for giving me the chance to do this. I've just listened back to my own reading and realised I've got it completely wrong. It's obvious now when I look at it, the poemic properly, that the little pond echoes with an old tear and with lucidly. It's clearly all about water. So the pond lies there like an old tear, holding on to its injuries lucidly year after year. Anyway, sorry for misleading you with that reading. Don't know how my own brain misled me, but it's still a great poem.